We are currently facing a life-threatening epidemic that is threatening the lives of many teens around the world. Oh, what's that? Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay, it has been brought to my attention that there's a new strain let loose that is infecting more teens than ever. The strain is propylene glycol formaldehyde. Street name, Guava Ice. So stay safe out there, and back to you, Linda.
Linda.
What? Oh, shit.
Man, way back when, somewhere in Timbuktu, a Homo sapien found a plant by the name of tobacco, and for whatever reason, somewhere in this dude's caveman brain, he decided,
me, smoke, now.
And that he did. And as humans slowly evolved, smoking did too, and soon, motherfuckers went from looking all old and wise, smoking these big old pipes, to soon smoking cigars on some mafia boss shit. Which turned into cigarettes. Now back in the day, if you were stressing, Doc would prescribe you a pack of good old cigarettes. Sore throat?
Cigarettes.
Oh, you got a cough?
Here, smoke a cigarette.
But after a while, people's teeth started looking all British and shit, so they decided,
boy, I don't think these are healthy, innit?
So we decided we needed to make cigarettes better, and you know what makes everything better? The letter E. Your mail's taking too long to come in? Email. Wait, what's that? You want to play sports, but your ass at every single sport? Esports. Oh, you got daddy issues?
E-girl.
So of course, when people realize cigarettes are killing them...
E-cigarettes.
Man, one thing leads to another and shit. You got yourself a Vaporizer Gen Y GTX box mod with 3 USB charging ports, a speaker, and a 6-inch LED touchscreen that can play Flappy Bird. Like, vaping is just getting a little too advanced, bro. Like, I remember one time I was chilling in the washroom with my homie Billy, and of course a motherfucker walks in with a vape. But this was no regular vape, no. This shit looked like a gadget straight out of fucking Star Wars. Yo, you wanna hit?
A hit?
A hit of your iPhone?
iPhone?
This is that eSmoke FTX 763 3rd series, my boy. Watch this. Yo, did he just hotbox the whole bathroom in one hit?
Yes
the fuck I did. And this shit's 100 Nick. Holy shit, where did you find 100 Nick?
Yeah, I
ended up mixing my 50 Nick guava juice with my 50 Nick blueberry ice, and it just kinda added up to 100.
Bro, I don't think that's how it works.
Shut up, my mom's calling me.
Yo, fuck you, mom.
And that was the moment I realized there really is levels to this shit. Level 1. Level 1 is the type of dude who isn't addicted, but he'll occasionally take a hit of somebody's device. But level 2, bro's borderline addicted, but he's still in the denial phase.
Bro, are you addicted to vaping?
Addicted? Nah, I don't even vape like that, bruh.
Shit. Do 5 jumping jacks right now.
Bro, what? That's easy.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh shit. Level 3. The fiend. This motherfucker is strapped up with some nicotine at all times, and even when he has a vape in his hand, this dude will ask for yours. And God forbid, if this fiend loses his vape, this motherfucker will be stressing like he just lost his only child. A fiend without a vape is the exact equivalent of one of these purple minions. Dude will be itching for that shit, and Lord knows what that man will do for a fix. Level 4, the fiend who sells vapes. At this point, this dude's whole life revolves around vapes. In fact, I'm pretty sure they don't even breathe oxygen anymore. Like, in order to breathe, they need to inhale some chemicals that I can't even spell. Which, honestly, it doesn't even say that much. Like, I can't spell a lot of shit, but what I'm trying to say is their bodies have just fully adapted in order to consume as much nicotine as possible. They breathe that shit, they drink the vape juice, and when they're hungry, shit, they just munch on the vape itself. And the worst part is they can't even run out of vapes. Like, shit, they are the plug. This motherfucker's just the CEO of getting high on his own supply. Like, dude is his own number one customer. Level 5. This motherfucker, bro. Like, why do you need a LED touchscreen on your vape, bro? Like, you already have a phone.
Wait. Did
did you just order that pizza from your vape?
Mm-hmm.
Shit. Where'd you get this from?
And don't get me started on these flavors, bro. Like, tell me why these motherfuckers can make a vape juice and call that shit early riser. And that shit literally tastes like a Wednesday at 6 a.m. Like, what the fuck type of ingredients mixed together to taste like a Wednesday at 6 a.m.? But early riser isn't even the weirdest flavor on the market. Because if you're feeling the family dinner vibes, you can get a rotisserie chicken flavor. Or if your breath is smelling nice and fresh, you could fuck that shit up quick with some garlic flavor juice. And they even got bacon.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, that shit sounds fire as fuck.
And lastly, now I don't even know if I can say this on YouTube right now, but shit, you can even get yourself some Worcestershire. But regardless, I think we all know the home of nicotine. The eternal hot box. The communal vape sesh. It's the high school bathrooms, man. You walk into one of these joints and there's at least 15 dudes hotboxing that shit at like 10 a.m. You come in trying to take a piss and now you got a head rush. You walk over to the urinals, but it's so goddamn hotbox, you start pissing all over the walls. But shit, you can't even piss on the walls in peace, man. You got that one fiend coming over to you trying to suck your device dry, and dude's so down bad for that hit that that's not the only thing he'd suck dry. And listen, you may be thinking, Chains, how do you know what you know about vaping? And that's a great question. Back in the day, I was a curious little George, man. And back in grade 7, I was chilling at my friend Becky's house. And when I walked into Becky's crib, I was nothing but an innocent, curious young man. But little did I know, I would leave Becky's crib far different than I entered. So you know, me, Bob, and Billy are posted in Becky's room, and I was sitting with Becky. So Becky asked me, have you ever hit a vape before? Hell no, I hadn't, but you know I had to play it cool around Becky. So I said, yeah. Yeah,
I do that shit all the time.
And so, of course, she passes me the vape. And honestly, I didn't think this far ahead, but I was in way too deep to come clean now. So I put that shit in my mouth, and I sucked the fuck out of it. Pause. And because this was the first time anything had made contact with my lungs beside oxygen, my lungs started malfunctioning. And I was coughing up a storm. And my cool guy cover was blown, but I had to see it through.
Oh my god, are you okay?
This shit ain't nothing for a guy like me.
Guys, I think Chains is dying.
And as I went on with my life, I would hit a device here and there, and eventually I even learned some tricks and shit. But one day, me and my homie had to run to catch a bus. And so we start running, but the homie doesn't even make it 100 meters, and he starts rolling on the floor, coughing up blood. And I was like, no, fuck that. And you know, Alright, I already touched on the unspeakable things that go down in the high school bathrooms, bro. But there's only one place on earth that is more foul than those bathrooms. And it's the goddamn locker rooms. That room smells like complete and utter dog shit mixed with Axe spray. Like, maybe I just went to school with a whole lot of Discord mods, but the rancid smell of the boys' locker room would contaminate anything in a 50-foot radius. And shit, Lord knows what goes down in that questionable place. Like, you'll walk in there and see anything, bro. Motherfuckers will be having fights, chicken fights, group fights, sword fights. Like, any laws and rules simply don't apply to the boys' locker room. Motherfuckers will be throwing hands, selling drugs, committing arson, committing several counts of fucking tax evasion. Shit, you name it. It's pretty much a GTA lobby in that bitch. Like, I remember one day I walked into PE and my teacher was like,
hey, where's your PE strip?
And I was like, shit, it's in the locker room. So I walk into the locker room and there's just two motherfuckers throwing hands, and they just stop and look at me like, oh shit, I'm gonna just get my backpack and shit. So yeah. Alright, y'all be safe.
And then they just went back to beating the shit out of each other. Now listen, I don't spend too much time in the girls' locker room, but anytime I walk by there, that shit smells like rose petals and rainbows. So I can only imagine there's no group fights, no chicken fights. Hopefully no fucking sword fights. And bro, you deadass can't leave shit in the locker room. Like, if you leave anything not locked up, it's gone. These kids are ruthless, bro. They're snatching your wallet, your phone, your clothes. Shit, they're taking your PB&J sandwich. And the thing is, if you want your PB&J back, you're gonna have to get it back in blood, because there's no laws in the locker room. See, if someone snatched my sandwich in math class, I'm turning into 6'9", bro. Mr. Cumminson, Jordan Johnson here, who lives on 123 Stickman Drive, postal code STK53Z, just stole my peanut butter and jelly sandwich my mom made me, so I'ma need his ass suspended. But if you try to tell a teacher about anything that happened in the locker rooms, they don't give a fuck. But Mr. Principal, Jordan Johnson just stabbed me and stole my backpack, my phone, my wallet, and my ID.
Damn, I'm sorry to hear that. Where did this happen?
It was in the locker room after PE.
Oh, you said the locker room? You're just gonna have to get it back in blood.
Back in blood? What are you talking about?
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. The way you're snitching right now, you kinda look like a bitch.
But yo, one time me, Billy, and Bob were coming back to the locker room after some good old dodgeball, and Billy notices a dude rummaging through his backpack. So he's like, yo, what are you doing, bro? But when he turned around, Billy was bamboozled to find out the kid rummaging through his bag, he was special. And there was just this moment of silence. Yo, am I supposed to like beat his ass right now, or bruh, I'm sure you didn't take anything, just politely ask for your bag back. Alright, yeah. Oh, hey man, can I get my bag back, please? And the kid just hugged Billy, and then he left. And I'm still confused to this day, but I'ma be honest. Locker rooms weren't all that bad, cause sometimes you walk in that hole and they would just be throwing a party. Now, it still smells like ass, and there was literally no females, but it was still kinda lit. Like, you'd walk in there and it would transform into the club. Shout out my label, that's me. I'm in this bitch with TP. I'm in this bitch with all track. Or you'll walk in there and they'll just be giving out free pizza. Like walking into the locker room is a gamble. You might walk in there and get robbed, or you'll get some fucking pizza. I don't know. But what I do know is there's only 10 types of dudes in the locker room. Starting with that one kid who must have thought it was the 1800s the way he was whipping motherfuckers. Next, we got the poor guy who's just trying to change. He's quiet. He's normal, and he changes. It's a locker room, so it makes sense. Then we got that one poor soul who gets absolutely cooked by the entire locker room. Yo, why is Kevin built like Mike Wazowski? Bro's got no neck. We're stick men. None of us have neck. Shut up. You skip neck.
Yeah, he skips neck.
Next, we got Bob. Bob's just that guy that casually takes his shirt off, and he's built like Giga Chad. Like, shit. Fucking sexy ass Bob. And I don't know why, but there was always that one guy who thought it was a good idea to just whip his nuts out. Unprovoked, uncalled for, completely out of pocket. Like, what do you look like with your nuts out in a room with 30 half-naked sweaty dudes? Like, personally, in that situation, I'm keeping my balls in my boxers. Thank you very much. And bro, tell me why there was always one kid who was just dousing himself in Axe spray. And it's always the mustiest motherfucker doing it too. Like, who's gonna tell him that Axe spray doesn't replace taking showers, bruh? And I don't know about your locker room, but for mine, there was always a dude eating. Like, out of all the places on earth, why are you eating in the locker room? Like, for some reason, there's something about eating around a bunch of dudes in their boxers that just doesn't sit right with me. I mean, simply by bringing that sandwich into the locker room makes it contaminated. That sandwich will be tasting like wet dog and Axe spray. And next, We got the kid who just makes as much noise as humanly possible.
Shut the fuck up.
And then there's that one dude who decides he's having a shower. And all power to that guy, but personally, there is no fucking way I'm showering in school. Like, I can't trust this little door to stop these menaces from breaking into my shower. Cause remember, there's no laws in the locker room. Like, it's no jail, but I'm sure if you drop the soap in there, you're gonna get violated. And of course you got the fiend. There's always a dude fiending for a vape in every locker room. And it's low-key worse in the locker room than the bathrooms. Like, these locker room fiends would do a little bit too much for some nicotine. I've seen them pay $5 for a single hit, and fuck, I don't want to know what they'll do for a hit when they run out of money. And still, I'm not gonna lie, the high school bathrooms get wild. They'll be hotboxed, there'll be fight clubs, but the thing about the bathrooms is a teacher can walk in at any time and get every student suspended. Like, even the poor kid taking a piss will probably get suspended just by association. Which is exactly why the high school locker rooms get so fucking rowdy. Because there's truly no teacher strong enough to stop the buffoonery that goes on in these locker rooms. So they don't even try. Shit, I don't care if your teacher is John Cena. There is no single man who can put a stop to the fuck shit that goes down in the locker rooms. But there is one thing that can. A female.
So, 50,000 word essay, 3 worksheets, pages 5, 6, 9, 273, 655 in your workbook, and you'll need to make a TED talk you'll present in front of the whole school. What do you want, Chains?
Well, how much time do we have?
Everything needs to be handed in at 12 p.m. on Thursday, or you'll get a zero.
Wait, Mr. Cumminson, that's in 2 minutes.
Actually, it's 1 minute now. Any other questions?
Can I go to the bathroom?
Fuck no. Sit down, Jeremy.
Oh, okay.
Man, imagine being a high school teacher, bro. Like, as soon as you hit the ripe age of 5 years old, they throw your ass into school, and you just don't make it out until you're, like, fucking 65. And when I was younger, I always used to wonder, like, why is Mr. Cumminson so angry all the time? But as I got older, I realized I would be pretty fucking pissed if I was in the exact same spot I was 40 goddamn years ago. Which brings me to the first type of high school teacher, Mr. Angerson. This is the type of motherfucker whose wife divorced him 7 years ago and he takes his heartbreak out on the students.
What?
What was that?
Oh, nothing. I just had to sneeze.
Oh, so you think it's okay to just sneeze in my classroom now? Now, huh?
Well, no, I just needed to sneeze.
What if I just broke into your house and started sneezing on shit, huh?
Well, no, that's just...
Matter of fact, get your ass up here.
Yo, this is in the 1950s, you can't just...
Linda, come back, please.
Now, I don't know how Mr. Angerson continues to keep his job, but it feels like this dude's mission is to ruin the day of every student that walks into his class. Like, he'll be putting in extra effort into his test to make them as confusing as possible. The type of motherfucker to make a multiple choice test with the first 4 letters all as A. Bro will have me changing the correct answers into the ABCD strategy. Next up, we got Mrs. Talkinson. Some teachers really just don't give a fuck about teaching, bro. I mean, Miss Talkinson over here, she really just wants someone to talk to, for real.
And that's when Franklin D. Roosevelt became president. You know, actually, in high school, I had a friend named Franklin. He was a really nice guy. We used to go to the movies together and stuff, and, then he went to jail for multiple hate crimes.
Like, by the end of the class, you'll know her home life, her family, how she takes her anger out on her children. So me and my classmates would recognize the fact that if we could just keep Miss Talkinson talking, we wouldn't have to do shit all class.
So in 1938, Germany invaded Austria.
Yes, Chains. Miss Talkinson, have you ever been to Germany?
Oh my goodness, you would not believe what we did in Germany.
And for my personal favorite teacher, we got Miss Cakinson. You know, the teacher that is caked up for absolutely no reason. Like, she's got that dump truck for what? I mean, I'll be failing all my classes, rocking with a 1.5 GPA. But I walk into her class,
Fuck, all of a sudden I turn into a... Miss Cakenson, actually, you forgot the homework for today. Oh my god.
Shut up.
Oh, why, thank you, Chains. I almost forgot.
You're welcome, Miss Cakenson.
All my homework is done. All my tests are aced. And at any given chance...
Oh, shoot, my computer isn't working. Does anyone know...
What do you need, Miss Cakenson?
And I'm there. Miss Cakenson, if you're watching this, just give me a chance, please.
And next, you know we got Mr. Questionable. Ensign, now I know what you're thinking. Bro's name is a little bit of a mouthful, and that's because he may or may not have a mouthful of little boys. Okay, listen, I'm not here to point fingers at anyone. But if I was to point fingers at someone, it would be fucking him. Like, I'm really not trying to accuse anyone of anything, but there does come a point when some things this man does gets a little questionable. Maya, let me help you.
So you put your hand like this, and you...
OMG, Chains, you will not believe who just followed me on Instagram. Oh, shit, was it at Chains for real? No, it was Mr. Questionable Ensign. Damn, brother, this test was hard as fuck.
Yeah, bro, literally everyone failed that shit.
Facts, bro, what did you get?
Yo, I got 22%.
What about you?
Oh, I got 103%.
There's a lot of awkward things in life, like the handshake fist bump dilemma, or waving back to someone who is waving to the dude behind you, or the U2 situation.
Enjoy your meal, sir.
Thanks, you too.
Actually?
Wait, no. But on this long list of things that will keep you up at night, I feel like school dances lands itself in the top three, bro. Cause it's like, is it a party or is it a school event? Are we hitting the Dougie or are we just standing awkwardly in the corner? There's just too many questions, bro. Like another question, who the fuck hired this guy to be the DJ? Like, I don't know how much they pay this dude, but it can't be anything over 50 bucks. I remember at my first middle school dance, I seen the DJ walk in with all his gear and shit and I thought, damn, look at those big ass speakers. This dude knows what he's doing for sure. Hey, Stickman Middle, are we ready to turn up?
Yeah! Oh.
One, two, three, let's go! So I walk over there to give bro some song requests that he so desperately needs, and as I walk up to this dude's expensive ass setup, I look down at his laptop, and this motherfucker's on Spotify, and he's moving around the volume slider like he's doing some shit. Like, bro, I could've done this shit for free. Nah, trust me, bro, I know what I'm doing, dude.
Want a break from the ads?
Now, to be honest, it was really the middle school dances that had me fucked up. Like, you took a bunch of self-conscious, prepubescent little kids and threw on some music and told them to dance with each other. Like, shit, of course they're gonna start hitting those Fortnite emotes, bro. That's all they know how to do. Like, these grade sixes are fresh out of elementary school. There's no way you'll catch one of these youngins asking a girl to dance. Like, they're still scared of catching cooties, bro. Or what about the grade sevens? These kids were straight menaces. Like, I remember at my grade seven dance, there was a duo. We'll call them Greg and Roderick. Greg and Roderick would run up on some unsuspecting students, and Greg would slide behind them on his hands and knees, and Roderick would casually strike up a conversation. And just when the poor guy was expecting it least, Roderick would shove his ass, causing the unsuspecting victim to trip and eat shit. And they went around to damn near everyone pulling this shit, until one time they messed with the wrong dude.
Hey bro, it's just a prank.
Now grade eight. These boys are damn near in high school. They don't dance. It'll ruin their street cred, bruh. Instead, they prefer mosh pits. Rap, EDM, fucking smooth jazz. It doesn't matter what song. These grade eights will be relentlessly jumping up and down for no apparent reason. And soon, these grade eights will turn into freshmen. All that street cred they once had, gone. If you push one of these freshmen into the middle of a dance circle, he'll stress so hard, he'll start malfunctioning and hit those fucking Fortnite dances again. Now, grade 10s. Most of these grade 10s are a little self-conscious, but if you throw one of them into the dance circles...
Let's go, Michael! Whoa,
let's see it, yeah, let's go!
Guys, what? I don't know how to dance.
Let's go, Michael!
Well, I guess I can bust out a few dance moves. All of a sudden, dude's got moves like Jagger. Come to find out, bro's been practicing for this moment in his room for months. So once these grade 10s soon become sophomores, those YouTube tutorials start paying off for real. And if they're lucky, they might even catch some cooties, bro. And these seniors,
just simply don't give a fuck.
Bro, watch this. I'm about to hit the worm.
What? You know how to hit the worm?
No.
And I'm not done flaming this fucking DJ. Like, this dude be leaving my balls more blue than Squidward. Pause. Is that lo-fi? And then out of nowhere, really quick, the DJ will throw on some heat and it'll have everybody turning up. But just as fast as Pop Smoke got that shit jumping, Ed Sheeran shut that bitch right back down. Like, mixing drill with The Shape of You has to be some sort of felony, bro. Like, tell me this dude deserves to roam the streets freely after pulling some shit like that. In fact, funny story, I had seen the DJ after the dance in the parking lot one time, and we walked up and we jumped the fuck out of him. All right, but not all DJs were out here committing war crimes on my ears. Like, you know the DJ was onto some shit when he got the students and the teachers turning up. Like, you play the right song and these teachers will forget they're on chaperoning duty. Shit, even the principal will start wilding out. Once you got the right song playing, motherfuckers will get hype over anything. Like, remember how hype it was when someone would land a flip in the middle of a mosh pit? Shit, remember how hype it was when someone didn't land a flip in the middle of a mosh pit? These motherfuckers were excited as ever, like they didn't just witness a dude snap his neck. Poor guy's probably getting trampled down there. Rest in peace. Sacrificed his life for a few Snapchat memories. But you know that one song, that when the DJ throws that hoe on, everybody knows what to do. Motherfuckers will run in from the bathroom, teachers will hop in, the Redditors will hop off the bleachers, and the school dance will be looking like something straight out of High School Musical, bro. Speaking of High School Musical, back in the day, I knew a dude named Troy. I fucked with Troy, but let's just say, he had a little bit of a lean gut. He was built like T Grizzly. Nah, fuck that. He was built like DJ Khaled. And I remember this dude, Troy, was just coming off a school suspension. But for whatever reason at the dance, this motherfucker must have been looking for another one. Because Troy came up to me talking about how he was going to beat Jordan Johnson's ass at the dance tonight. And honestly, I ain't believing him. So once the dance came around, he was beefing JJ every chance that he got. Until soon, JJ wasn't going to stand for it. Now, a school dance is simply the best time for a school fight to take place for the dude who wins. For the dude who loses, you literally have every single motherfucker in your school gathered in one place to get several different 4K angles of you getting pieced up. So Troy was really putting everything on the line here because JJ was known for handing out whoopings like food stamps. But to be fair, Troy loved food. Regardless, JJ wasn't scared. In fact, he threw the first punch. Boom. But Troy ate that shit like a Wendy's 4-for-4 combo. And instantly, the entire school gathered in a circle. The circle was so big, there was no escaping. They were gonna have to fight to the death. But the DJ was so locked in that he was completely oblivious to what was happening. He was playing some happy-go-lucky ass shit.
Oh, shit. Ooh. Damn!
Yeah.
Get his ass!
Let's go!
Beat his
go
ass, Troy. JJ! I'm Jordan Johnson!
Now, the moral of that story is, don't get into a fight at the school dance. Unless you know you're gonna win. Now, on another note, asking someone to dance is a very important topic when it comes to school dances. Now, girls, I'm sorry, I can't help you with this one. I've never asked a dude to dance before. But boys, shit, I can't help you either. I'm like over 15 with this shit. But I do know someone who can. I'm talking about the homie Bob. So Bob, how do you ask a girl to dance?
Watch and learn.
Is this motherfucker moonwalking right now? Oh shit. Oh, what the fuck?
Think about it, every light switch is also a dark switch.
Light switch, dark switch. Light switch, dark switch. Okay, class, sound it out with me.
Ball.
When you really think about it, we learn to read, and then we read to learn.
Teacher, yeah, I think change is high.
What the fuck? This is kindergarten. Damn. Any staircase can be a staircase to heaven if you're not careful enough.
Baby, I've spent the best 4 years of my life with you, and I can't imagine my life without you. You're a one in a million, so will you marry me?
So one in a million, huh? That means there's 8,017 people just like you. How does that make you feel?
Yo, if you cut your leg off, would it hurt?
Of course it's gonna hurt, bro. What?
Nah, think about it.
Where would it hurt?
Your leg.
Oh, cause you cut your leg off.
Yo, what happens if you push down the gas and the brakes at the same time?
Shit, let's find out.
Oh shit, it takes a screenshot.
Damn, my eyes are dry as shit.
Just close them for a minute.
Damn, bro. You never actually close your eyes. You just look at the inside of your eyelids.
Damn. Yo. Can anyone answer 547 to the power of 3? Yes, Chains.
Yo, did you know every single odd number has an E in it?
Damn. Chains, are you high again?
No.
Wait a minute, bruh. Since you were born deaf, what language do you think in?
Oh shit, you right.
Damn, I just realized squirrels' cheeks are also their nut sacks. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of like your mom.
What?
The way she had these nuts all up in her mouth.
Bro, if everyone in the world all blinked at the same time, nobody would know.
Oh shit, that's facts.
Oh, I just blinked. Did you?
Nah.
Oh, I just blinked. Did you?
Nah.
Wait, what about just now?
Yo, which of these buildings do you think has the most stories?
Oh, it's gotta be that one, bro. That's massive.
Nah, this one's even taller.
Oh, it's this one for sure.
No,
it's this one.
No, that shit's library? Tiny.
Think about it.
Oh.
How are you supposed to get clothes?
What are you talking about, bruh?
Okay, imagine you had no clothes, right? How are you supposed to get some clothes?
You go to the store and purchase that shit.
Bro, they're not about to let you buy some clothes while your meat's hanging out.
Nah, you just cop some clothes real fast. It's simple.
Bruh, a young kid walks by and it's wraps.
So you guys both have the power to read minds?
Yep,
yes,
that's
sir. Right.
Then if you both read each other's minds, whose mind are you reading?
Oh, I don't know. We could try.
Alright, yeah, sure.
Hey, that was not me.
Yo, that was you for sure, dude.
Damn, bro. When you think about it, the hospital is the only building you leave without entering.
Damn.
And people are having the worst day of their life, the best day of their life, the last day of their life, and the first day of their life, all in one building.
Damn.
Bro, I'm kind of scared down here.
What? Why?
Because I'm scared a shark's finna eat my ass.
Well, when you think about it, there's more people eating sharks in the world than sharks eating people.
Damn. That's actually really crazy to think about.
Fuck.
Yo, every single day, there's some random motherfucker out there who took the biggest shit for that day.
Yeah, he's in this room.
Bro, it's literally just you and me in the room.
Yo, this Taco Bell is busting.
So he incorrectly assumed his position.
You spelled that incorrectly.
Spelled what incorrectly?
Incorrectly.
Yeah, but what's incorrect?
Incorrectly.
Wait, what?
Wait, guys. When you really think about it, the only time incorrectly isn't spelled incorrectly is when it's spelled incorrectly.
Shut the hell up.
Yeah,
shut the fuck up.
You know, the number of people older than you never increases. It only gets smaller and smaller.
Damn.
What? It just got smaller.
Yo, pizza's here.
Shit, I got the munchies. I'm about to fuck this shit up.
Wait, I ordered a mushroom pizza. Why'd they give us cheese?
Hey, any pizza can be a mushroom pizza if you're patient enough.
Damn, I guess you're right.
At last. Damn, you know what I just realized?
What?
A pregnant woman swimming is pretty much a submarine.
Are you just always this high, bruh?
Yo, did you boys know your last name comes from what your ancestor used to do back in the day? Oh shit, mine's Baker. Yo, mine's Carpenter. Oh, mine's Smith for blacksmith. Well, what's yours, Johnny?
It's Donald.
Well, wait a minute. Your last name isn't Donald. It's hey, Dickinson.
Yo, guys, chill. Hey, I can explain. Pause. I can explain.
Your alarm is really your theme song because it plays at the start of every episode.
Why the fuck are you in my house?
Yo, is Chain still mad over that chair?
Yeah, well, what does this dude have against chairs?
Why is it a chair?
Yo, why is there sidewalks in the movie Cars if there's no humans?
This dude won't shut up. Like, just watch the fucking movie, bruh.
Damn, think about this. When a child is an asshole, the child gets a whooping. But when the parents are an asshole, the child gets another whooping.
Shit, tell me about it, bruh.
Fuck. Bro, you've checked the fridge 15 times already. No good food's finna magically appear.
Damn. Now that I think about it, we don't keep checking the fridge for new food, but rather we keep checking to see if our standards have dropped low enough to eat the shit that's already in the fridge.
So we got Mercury, Venus, and then here's Earth.
Yeah, Chains, what do you want?
If Earth is the third planet from the sun, does that make every country a third world country?
You're high again. Just get the fuck out of my class.
And look at these sheep.
Sheep. Sheep. You know how one of your teeth is called a tooth?
Yeah.
And one geese is called a goose.
Okay.
Then why isn't one sheep called a shoop?
Alright, Chains, I can't keep doing Shoopity this. Doop. We have to break
sheep
up.
Sheep.
You know what I've been thinking?
Yeah, what's up?
Teenagers be whipping that shit like they're always running out of time. But old motherfuckers be driving like they got all the time in the world.
Like, look at this geezer.
Poor guy's practically decaying behind the wheel.
But he's taking his time like he's got any time to spare.
If I stab this cereal box, does that make me a serial killer?
That one was straight ass. You gotta work on that
shit.
Right,
I'm gonna work on that one.
Yo, if you weigh 99 pounds and you eat a 1 pound burrito, does that make you 1% burrito?
Yo, that's crazy, because I literally just did that last night.
You guys wouldn't believe this, but your blood work came back and it says you're 1% burrito.
Yo, picture this. Imagine if Ed Sheeran was working at a bread place, right? Would that make him the gingerbread man?
Your eye is shit.
Alright, bro, I'm a dip.
Nah, don't leave me alone in this forest, bro.
Hey, when you really think about it, you're not scared to be alone in this forest. You're scared you're not alone in the forest, you feel me?
Yo, that's actually so true.
Bro, you know what? Low-key, if you're dead broke, robbing a bank isn't even a bad idea. Bro, there's no way some hobo's about to pull off a bank heist.
Nah, but just think about it. Whether you successfully rob the bank or not, either way, you get over 10 years of bills you don't gotta worry about.
Alright, fuck it. You got the strap?
Yup.
Yo, throw on your seatbelt really quick.
Nah.
What? Why not?
Well, you see, it increases my risk of dying from cancer.
What are you talking about, bro? That shit makes no sense.
Just let that sink in.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
Yo, what's up?
But still, that shit makes no sense.
No, but actually think about it.
Oh.
Hey, bro, you wanna hit?
Nah, I don't smoke. I'm scared that I'll get all paranoid and shit.
Hey, man, if you're paranoid that you're gonna get paranoid, you're having the side effect without even smoking.
It's your fault.
being absolutely faded in math class is one thing, but pulling up to school while you're hammered, wasted, absolutely plastered is simply a different ball game. Cause there's lots of people who can properly utilize that Mary Jane on a daily basis. For example, tattoo artists. In fact, I feel like majority of tattoo artists would say, it helps me work better, dude. And I would happily trust this man to do his best work, knowing he's baked as shit. However, if this dude was wasted, it's a little bit of a different story. Alrighty, dude. All done. Yo, I asked for a rose, bro. And because of this reason, you would truly have to be a dumbass to go to school drunk. Chains, but the title of the video says going to school drunk. I did it, bro. I went to school drunk. But listen, it was no ordinary day at school, no. In fact, I didn't even go in the day at all. I went drunk to the school dance. Meaning this story takes place when the boys and I were in grade 11. It was a Thursday night, the night of winter ball. And as the boys and I were getting ready, you know, looking like some distinguished young gentleman, I had realized, damn, none of us have any girls to take to the dance. Fuck, you're right. That means we're gonna have to ask a girl to dance, bro. What? You mean like talk to them? Yeah, if only we knew someone with a bigger roster than a cheerleading team. Someone with more hoes than a shed. Someone who pulls more tens than EDP. It's Bob! So me and Billy started analyzing Bob. Like how does he pull so many girls, bro? Is it the jawline? I don't know. What about the silky, smooth, clear skin? Maybe. Or is it those succulent, luscious, kissable lips?
It's the glasses!
Yeah, the glasses, yeah. So we stole Bob's entire flow in the hopes this would put an end to my drought of bitches. So we check ourselves out in the mirror, and then we hop into Billy's whip. We throw on some Rihanna to get us hyped, and before we knew it, we had arrived at school. Now, to really paint the picture, it was a Thursday at 8 p.m. And on this Thursday at 8 p.m., Billy pops his trunk to pull out two bottles of vodka. Now, if you were unaware, it was currently a Thursday at 8 p.m. on a school night, and we were headed into our school. Now, logically, I should have simply denied the alcohol, but I'ma keep it a buck. The whole idea of walking up to a girl and asking her to dance was really giving me the heebie-jeebies. I mean, my palms were sweaty, my knees were weak, and arms were heavy, so I took a big old chug of that liquid courage in order to ease the nerves a little bit. And shit, Billy must have been feeling the same way, because Billy was down in that shit like it was water. And right after we consumed enough alcohol to kill a baby elephant, I got a notification on my phone. Oh shit, I got an email. Oh, it's from the school. It says, if you come to the winter ball under the influence of alcohol or any drug, you will face suspension and will lose your right to walk across the stage for graduation. Fuck. Okay, listen, if we can get into the dance before this shit hits, we're chilling. Alright, we got this. So we walk into the school looking fresh as hell, but then I notice a fat line of students, and this line led to a security check to get into the dance. Fuck, that's not good. Nah, we're chilling. I still don't even feel anything. What about you? Yeah, same. We're good. And just as we came to the consensus that we were good, the principal starts walking down the line in our direction. Fuck, act cool, act cool. That was close.
You three, over here.
Shit, fuck, shit.
Do you guys know why I called you over here?
Nah. Nope.
I smelled alcohol the moment I walked past you three. Now, I don't know if it was one of you, or all of you, but you know the consequences of showing up under the influence, right?
Yeah, we do.
And tell me, is it or is it not suspicious that all three of you guys showed up with glasses on?
Nah, we just thought it looked suspicious.
Take them off.
Damn, all right. Yes, sir.
And although I downed a sizable amount of vodka, it still hadn't kicked in yet.
Now, I didn't want to do this to you guys, but look at my finger.
This motherfucker starts waving around his magic finger in Billy's face with a flashlight to somehow see if he's drunk. Now, I don't know what the plan was, but I was fucking scared.
Okay. He's not bad. Oh, okay, he's good. Now let's see here.
And just as this motherfucker puts his finger in my face, that vodka hits, bro. I'm using all the strength I got to keep my balance while I'm getting blinded by this flashlight.
Let me try that again. I got a little feeling you guys drank, but it hasn't fully kicked in yet. I'll check up on you in a little
bit. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. So we get to security and they make sure to pat us down. A little bit too good, but before we knew it, we were at the dance. And just like that, I saw my opportunity and I put that liquid courage to use. And you know, I'm very articulate when it comes to words, so I ask, hi, how are you? Oh, hey, I'm good. So I wanted to ask you, like, you know, we're at the dance, and I saw you, so I walked over here. Here we are, you know what I mean? So, like, do you want to dance?
Yeah, sure.
It had worked. My plan had finally worked. And just as I was about to feel the female touch I'd been deprived of for all these years, I see Mr. Principal walking in my direction with his finger ready and his flashlight in hand, so I just haul ass, and I don't stop hauling ass until I'm off school grounds. So, the moral of the story is, don't go to school drunk, bro.
Here at Stickman High, we understand the importance of learning. That's exactly why our new curriculum has been perfected to accelerate the learning of each and every student. Like, hey, look at this kid.
Wait, what?
Look how big his head is. It must be full to the brim with all that knowledge we provide.
Hey, it's not that big.
No, it's pretty fucking big. Anyways, let's take a look at how the new curriculum pushes our students in the weight room. Oh, wow, impressive. See, I didn't even know legs could bend like that.
They can't.
All right, stop recording. Stop the recording. Stop the recording. Stop the recording. All right, Stickman High, welcome to the new curriculum, and let's study those textbooks.
All right, class, are we ready to learn about this new curriculum or what? Or, we could just do a Kahoot?
Yes, sir! That's what I've been waiting for. That's what it's all about.
Man, I fucking love Kahoots, and I don't study for shit. Bro, I feel like Kahoots are the exact equivalent of the good old here comes the airplane trick. Like,
yo, you want a Brussels sprout?
Aw, hell nah, bro. Those are disgusting.
Oh, shit. Alright, but here comes the airplane.
Hey, James, you need to study for this history test.
Hell nah, bro. That shit's boring as hell.
Okay, yeah, but...
The Declaration of Independence was signed on the... Because personally, I didn't give a single fuck about what we're learning in school. But I swear they infused the Kahoot music with Adderall or, like crack or some shit. Because a game of Kahoot used to have me all the way locked in. And I would be grinding my way up those leaderboards. Like, I'd make it to third place and then second place and then first. And then the teacher would throw in some bullshit like, now what position was Abraham Lincoln conceived in? So I go for the safe answer and all of a sudden I dropped 14 places and I'm getting passed by goddamn Dildo and Duncan McCockiner. And the teacher's over here yapping about,
yeah, guys, you should know this one. It's chapter 13 in your textbooks.
Like, bro. Why the actual fuck should we know this one? But in these Kahoots, people were coming up with the most outrageous names of all time, bro. I remember any time a teacher would pull up a Kahoot, the first names would start off normal as hell. Jessica, Eric, maybe a little Bartholomew. But as soon as one dude drops a name that's ever so slightly comical, every single name after that ends up being more and more out of pocket than the last. It's like a competition to see who's gonna push that shit the furthest.
bits like Richard Long quickly turns into Ben Dover, which nicely parlays into Hugh Janus, which passes it over to I Swallow Cum, who alley-oops it for Wilma Dickfit, which eventually somehow always ends up with the teacher just catching mad strays. Like, somewhere along the line, that shit goes from Dick's Enormous to Miss Jackson's Built Like Mike Wazowski. Alright, who said I'm built like Mike? I remember I had this teacher who used to love cahoots. Shit, she loved her cahoots so much, we'll call her Miss Cahooters. Nope, we're not actually doing that. We're not calling her that. I think we'll just go with Miss Cahoot. You know what I'm saying? I think Miss Cahoot works just fine. And every Friday or so, we would walk into Miss Cahoot's class, and she would have a cahoot pulled up smiling from ear to ear. Which, I'm not gonna lie, was really sad to see. Not because she was smiling, but because I knew in 20 minutes tops, that smile would turn into straight anger, bro. Hey class, happy Friday. We're gonna do another cahoot because I know it's a class favorite. Just please, everyone be appropriate.
DJ Bustanut, are you serious? In my 22 years of teaching, I have never...
And I felt bad for Miss Cahoot, you know, like, I really did. But it was low-key her fault for running it back so many times. Because DJ Bustanut just couldn't stop catching these dubs, bruh. He was a dog. But nah, I really do feel Miss Cahoot. Because sometimes even Cahoot pisses me off, bruh. Because picture this, I'm here grinding out these answers, giving it my all, even cheating a little off that one smart motherfucker with the big ass laptop, but I still get a few answers wrong, you know, nobody's perfect. But imagine my pain as I read my screen and find out I'm 76 points behind fucking Sebastian, bro. And I look up at Sebastian and this motherfucker doesn't even know what he's playing. He's just happy to be here and shit. But there's only one feeling worse than being 76 points behind Sebastian, and that feeling always came from the easiest questions. It would be like, oh, what? This is a little too easy. How do you say hi in English? And you're trying to speedrun this shit, so you click the first thing that kind of makes a little bit of sense and the answers come up, and you're the only motherfucker to get that shit wrong.
No.
Who's dumbass got the zero? And everyone's looking around for who got it wrong, like,
yo, whose dumbass got that shit wrong, bruh? Facts, bruh, type shit. Dumbass type shit. Fucking dumbass.
Chains? Were you the dumbass who got that shit wrong, bro?
Me? Dumbass? Nah, shut up. Shut the fuck up. Nah. It was probably
Sebastian, bro. Just look at that motherfucker. And I feel like there's only 7 types of people in class when you're playing a Kahoot. And the first is Dover. Ben Dover. We all know him and we all love him. He's got a smart name but not a smart brain. He might get the first answer right, but then he falls off the face of the leaderboards, never to be seen again. But on the leaderboards, we got Genius George. Cause George actually studied the material like a well-prepared and studious nerd, bruh. Cause George was the type of dude to be like,
calculate for the common denominator.
Oh man, this one is too easy. Like, bro, if you don't shut the fuck up, I'm about to commonly dominate that ass.
No, it's called a denominator.
Oh, I know. And I swear every game of Kahoot had that one person who took their sweet time to answer every single question. Like, it could be 1 + 1, and this motherfucker would be 30 seconds deep into the question, like, okay, 1 + 1. Is it a trick question?
No, just answer the question.
Oh, okay, 1 + 1 =
answers. Dumbass.
Okay, can I use a lifeline and phone a friend?
Alright, chat. How do we kick Jasmine out of the lobby?
And then we got Flying Fuck Frederick. And Flying Fuck Frederick doesn't give a flying fuck. Dude will give his best shot at the first question, and then he's aborting mission and playing some goddamn Clash Royale. And then there's always that one dude yelling out the wrong answers.
Alright, what's the biggest mountain in the world?
Ooh, I know this one. Chains. It's blue, bro. Trust. Oh, shit, bet. Wait, no, I meant red. Sorry, my tongue slipped, bro. My bad.
Bro. Oh, and it looks like Chains is off the leaderboard. Everyone, let's point our fingers and laugh at him.
And we got the radiating Redditor. And I say radiating because that boy is radiating the most profuse body odor known to man. And I don't know. Maybe it's all a part of their strategy to win because that shit throws you off your game, bro. It'll be be invading your nostrils with a concoction of Doritos, Skibbity Toilet, and Badoosie. And if you've ever played against a Redditor in a game of Kahoot, you may be wondering, yo, how is this dude getting every answer right while sitting back drinking Mountain Dew watching Best Sigma Moment compilations? And the answer is, he's cheating, bro. And not the normal kind of cheating either. This dude's using a Kahoot bot to get every answer right. And now you may be thinking, nah, why would someone cheat on a Kahoot, bro? It's not that serious. And that's facts. But the thing is, the prize was a gummy bear, and this dude can't leave no calories behind. And then we got the casual Kahooters. Fuck, I gotta stop saying that shit, bro. I was trying to say we got the people who just play the game. They got normal names. They get some right, they get some wrong. But at the end of the day, they probably still get their shit yelled at. All because DJ Bustin' Up couldn't stop catching these dubs. Alright. Honestly, bro, I'm not scared of much. I'd go skydiving, I'd swim with the sharks, run with the lions, fight a gorilla, beat some ass, and I'd even get my ass eaten. No, I would not. What the fuck? Wait, no. I meant I'd even get my ass beaten, bro. But if there's one thing that leaves me scared shitless, it's a... But one day when I was 15 years old, my friends and I went to the gas station to get nothing more than a pack of Reese's. Alright, your total will be $2.50. Hey boy, step back. I got this. Put it on my car, bro. Oh, okay. Alright, you know, I don't think your machine's working, bro.
Hey kid, I hate to break the news to you, you know what I'm saying, but I think your broke ass needs to get a job.
No!
So I got my first job at Jim Jordan's, and I was grinding, bro. I made every coffee fresh, every customer happy, every toilet squeaky clean. I was putting the potato wedges in the goddamn bag until I stacked up my first few bands, and I'd never seen this much money in my life. I thought I was rich, bro. So I quit my job. And then the government took some bands, I bought a few Fortnite skins, one ugly ass t-shirt, and before I knew it, I ended up exactly where I started.
Damn, dude, you fucking suck.
Your broke ass still needs to get a job, bro.
Man.
Firstly, my name is Chains, and I would love to work here at this summer camp.
Alright, Chains, do you know how to read?
Yes, sir.
Do you speak English?
I do.
Can you count to 10?
Indeed.
Can you ride a bike?
Of course.
Do you like little kids?
Yeah, no. Well, no. Final answer, no.
All right, you're fired.
Wait, no, I love little kids.
All right, you're hired. Now take this helmet and teach those kids how to ride some goddamn bikes.
Okay, yeah, thank you. Really quick, how much do I get paid?
I mean, as little as legally possible. Now get to work, buddy.
Hi. My boss threw my ass straight into the deep end, bruh. No training, no nothing. Now what's crazy is every other worker went to a training camp and was taught exactly what to do and exactly what to say. But one of those dudes quit last minute. And they needed somebody, anybody to fill in, and that's the only reason they hired your boy. Anyways, I grab a bike, go outside, and there I see my group of five little five-year-olds waiting for me. And I can see the hopes and dreams of learning to ride a bike glistening in each and every one of their little eyes. And I didn't want to let these little motherfuckers down, so I wasted no time and got straight to work. I listen, it's simple. You get on your bike and you just start pedaling like, look at me go. Right, guys? Listen, teaching one kid to ride a bike is legwork. You grab the seat, you push them, they pedal, they fall, and you pick them up and start gaslighting their ass like, wow, buddy, you did an amazing job. I've never seen somebody sweep the floor with their face before, man. Next time you can use your hands, though.
Thank you.
But the real problem is having five different kids with five different personalities and skill levels. Because the first kid was named Miles. But he couldn't ride a bike for 5 feet. Then we had a kid named Noah, who didn't know a single thing about how to brake. Parker, who couldn't park for shit. We even had a kid named Noel. But his little ass couldn't stop taking L's in James. But it was just one motherfucker, bro. Like, why is your name plural, bro? Where's the other one at?
So my group's out here looking like five chimpanzees on bikes with one bigger chimpanzee supervising them.
And I look over at my coworkers' groups, and these motherfuckers are out here biking in perfect unison, weaving through cones. I even seen a little kid doing no hands, bro.
Hey, James, look, no hands.
Oh, shit.
Aw, shit.
Hey, jeez, look, no teeth!
So after painting the pavement like Picasso, we get under the shade for some lunch break. And talking with these kids was such an interesting experience, bro, because since I was their biking instructor, they just assumed I knew everything, bro.
Hey, Change, why is the sky blue?
Shit, I mean, it just
And we even decided that it'd be a Monday today.
Oh, that was definitely Abraham Lincoln.
Why does my sandwich taste like pennies?
That's the taste of blood, my
and
boy.
What's the biggest number?
Infinity.
How old are you? What time is it?
12:37.
Why do my parents wrestle without any clothes on?
Yeah, mine too.
Okay, yeah, time to get back to riding bikes, bro. But this time when we got back out to riding bikes, I set up a cone drill. All right, group, lock in. Here we got an easy cone drill. You know what I'm saying? I'll show you how it's done. So you just want to go through the cones just like this. You know what I'm saying? I like to call this drill. Oh, fuck.
Wait, what's it called?
I don't know. I think it's called fuck.
Are you sure?
Fuck.
Yeah, nah, it's definitely called fuck.
Well, that's a weird name.
Okay, who's gonna fuck now?
Yeah, bro. I'm not gonna lie, I deadass fell. Like, there was no type of biking test in order to get the job. All they asked is if I could ride a bike, and I can. But I did not know we'd be doing NFL drills on these fucking bikes. But needless to say, when the parents came to pick their kids up from the first day of bike camp, they were not impressed.
Hey, there's my little man. What did we learn today?
Oh, you know, we just took the training wheels off. We got started on a few cone drills.
He showed us how to fuck.
Yeah, okay, okay, man. No, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. This is a catastrophic miscommunication.
And James told me I had the best grip.
Hey, yo, I'm that. The handlebars, brother. You got a
James
best
says
bike.
I have so much potential for a kid my age.
Okay, yeah, that sounds bad. That sounds really bad.
And
why
James
does all this shit sound
like
so bad?
Be better without any teeth.
I'm just trying to cheer him up,
he taught
man.
Us to always use protection before riding.
Oh, okay, that's enough.
Just stop.
None of them came back, bro. So I got a new group, and the best part about this new group of kids is that they were already level 4. Meaning we'd all just bike to the park, eat lunch, and then bike back.
Damn, bro, that sounds easy as fuck.
Surely this couldn't go any worse than your first group, right?
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah, nah, it gets worse. It gets so much worse.
So for this little journey to the park, I pair up with my coworker Natalie. So Natalie's in the front, and we got 10 kids in the middle. We'll call them
Liam,
Ava,
Milo,
Zoe,
Tucker,
Cornelius,
Jackson,
Bradley,
Quandale Dingle Jr. the 3rd,
and Riley, which is the only name you'll need to remember. So I count up the kids so we don't leave any behind, and as expected, I count 10. So we take off on our journey to the park, and all these kids were really good at riding. You know, out of the whole group, we only had one little fall. But I just scraped my knee, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't even cry or anything, bro. It wasn't even that bad.
And before I knew it, we made it to the park.
We all put our bikes down. Natalie and I ate our lunch while the 10 kids ran around and played. Liam and Tucker were playing tag. Zoe and Ava were picking flowers. Meatloaf and Quandale were eating cockroaches. Riley and Cornelius were in the bushes picking berries. And Jackson and Bradley were wrestling. And after a peaceful 45 minutes passed by, Natalie and I round everyone up to get back in line like we started. I count them up so we don't forget anyone. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we head back to camp. And after a very successful trip, the parents pick their children up one by one until Riley's very sweet mom shows up with a pack of 20 Jimbits to thank me for my great work taking care of her child.
Hey there, I just wanted to say I appreciate you so much for taking care of Riley today.
Yo, what? Thank you so much. You really didn't have to.
No, it's my pleasure, truly.
Oh, okay, well, thank you so much.
So, where's my little guy?
Oh, he's right here. My heart drops straight to my stomach, bro. And as I'm looking around for Riley, I'm trying to recall the ride home, and I genuinely just don't remember seeing Riley at all. And that's when I remember I last saw Riley playing in the bushes.
And this is when my heart goes back from my stomach and drops down to my testicles, bro.
To this day, my heart has never dropped so hard. This woman trusted me with her son, and I don't know where the fuck he is.
So, where is he?
Man, that right there is a great question.
What do you mean, that's a great question?
You know, all the greatest questions in the world make you think, don't they?
Yes.
Right, and as you ask me this question, I really get to thinking, you know, like, I really get to rack in my brain, and well, to be quite frank, well, I'm stumped.
Okay, what do you mean you're stumped?
I don't know where Riley is.
What do you mean you don't know where Riley is?
Okay, yeah, let's just put it like this. Do you know where Riley is?
No.
Yeah, not me either.
Ice cream.
Holy fuck, he's right there.
Oh
my god, fuck, I knew it. I knew it.
Like,
fuck,
I thought
this
dumbass lost you.
I knew it the whole time. He's right there. It's April Fool's.
Give me these.
Yeah, take them. Oh my god. Jesus. God bless America. And that was genuinely the day I realized I can't work no fucking job. I'm not built for that shit, bro. I gotta start a Stickman YouTube channel or some shit.
everyone has encountered countless NPCs during their lives. Like, you know, the people that just spawned in. They didn't have any character development or anything. And to be honest, when you leave their vicinity, they probably just despawn. If you still have no clue what an NPC is, it's a non-playable character. They're like the type of people you could sock in the face and they'd say some NPC-ass line like... And I know at least some NPCs have to exist. Cause let's be real, there is no way all 7 billion people on this planet have whole lives from start to finish. That just doesn't add up. And I don't know if any of you guys have ever noticed this, but NPCs all have a spot they go to just do NPC things, bro. For example, if you go to Walmart, that's their natural habitat. You're bound to see at least 15 NPCs at Walmart. And usually the NPCs are trying to avoid eye contact. But if you've ever tried interacting with them, you'll know they always have the most predictable and neutral responses possible. Like, whoever programmed them should have spiced it up a little bit, you know what I'm saying? They could have made them tell jokes or something, I don't know. But anyways, I used to work at a summer camp where you teach little kids to ride bikes. And through this experience, I realized that pretty much all young kids are NPCs. And I guess it's just because they haven't been alive long enough to actually go through the character development. But working at this summer camp made me realize there's no way these kids have a thought process. Hey buddy, what's wrong?
I dropped my rock.
Here you go. But I guess little kids still aren't even at the stage of having full consciousness. And honestly, they kind of have that caveman mindset.
Eat something.
But I mean, you can't really blame them because they've only been alive for a few years. But still, as a non-NPC, I'd like to believe I was never participating in these NPC activities as a kid. I refuse to believe I was out here spending my time doing this. But yeah, man, I really just want to know if there's any NPCs watching this right now. If there is, just fess up, bro. Because I don't even know if NPCs be on YouTube, or if they just, like, despawn before they can do that. But regardless, if you're an NPC or not, thank you for watching this video. Subscribe.
You know what they say, there's a first for everything, bro. Like your first steps, your first dance moves, your first words. Dada!
Hey, would you look at that? We gotta get some milk. I'll be right back.
Your first stepdad? New dada?
Yeah, nah. I'm ahead out too, actually.
And your first kiss. Man, the things I would do to go back and completely erase that shit from existence. Bro, all these Disney movies I was seeing as a kid had these first kisses turning ugly-ass frogs into some fucking... fucking Giga Chads and shit, like, spoiler alert, fucking ribbon. And on top of that, the fact you have to close your eyes, like, bro, imagine you're learning how to golf and you're about to take your first swing and these motherfuckers are like,
yeah, now do it with your eyes closed.
Bruh, this is my first time, what do you expect to happen? Like, honestly, my first kiss is top 5 worst chains moments of all time, and let's just say it's not 5, or 4. Or 3. That shit was really bad, bro. So with that being said, this story takes place in grade 7, which is the year I got my first girlfriend. Now, I told this story a few months back, but I purposely left out the part of my first kiss. Well, gosh, diddly darn, Chains. Why would you do such a preposterous thing? And the truth is, I was planning on taking this shit to the grave with me, bro, but fuck it. Sometimes you just gotta let the world know.
Okay, you're right. I got something to get off my chest.
Epstein? Wait, what the? So for the homies who haven't seen the video, one day me, Bob, and Billy were mobbing around our local mall when we seen these 3 girls from our class. So we walk up to them and lay down some of the meanest 12-year-old riz these girls had ever seen. Hey, yo, shorty, I think I just shit my pants. Can I get into yours?
What the fuck?
Oh, shit. My bad. My fault. Hey, yo, shorty, are you a cigarette?
Am I a cigarette? What?
Cause I'm trying to get lit and put your butt in my mouth.
Wait, what?
Nothing. Please. Holy shit, bro, let me guess, you all got restraining orders.
No, worse.
We got fucking girlfriends. And 12-year-old me had no business dating nobody, bruh. Like, my dumbass could barely even handle playing Fortnite with a girl. Like, oh, hey, GamerGirl97.
Hey.
I'm kind of low. Can I chug on your jugs?
What?
Oh, no, sorry. Whoa, I mean, I just want to slurp on your juice. No, I'm sorry.
Ew.
I mean, like, I need heals. Can I trade you? What do you need?
Oh, yeah. Is there any way you can give me some mats?
Oh, yeah. No, I'd love to give you my wood.
Huh?
Or bricks. Or metal. Or anything you need.
Okay.
Anything else?
Yeah, I don't have a shotgun yet.
Oh, shit. I got three.
Okay.
I can give you two pumps.
Ew.
Or no, it's one pump. No, wait. Oh, sorry. I can give you shotguns, I mean.
Okay.
Where are you?
I'm in this little wood fort I made.
Oh, okay. I see you. Let me come in your box.
What?
So, needless to say, every single interaction I had with my girlfriend was awkward as shit. Because I had to pre-plan things to say in my head. And as soon as that shit went off script, I was cooked.
Hey, Jessica. How you doing today?
Honestly, just not the best.
Oh, that's good. What'd you do today?
Oh, I don't know. Just did my makeup.
Hey, me too.
You did your makeup?
Yeah, we have so much in common. Have a nice day.
Fuck!
And on one Friday after school, me, Bob, Billy, and our girlfriends all went to the mall together, as we did every single day.
But on this specific Friday, we rubbed together a few brain cells and realized,
yo, do you got money?
Nah.
You got money?
Zero.
You got money?
I'm broke.
You got money?
No.
You got money?
Yo. Why are we at the mall?
I don't know.
I mean, we could all go to my house.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing? And so, of course, as the good kid I was, I text my mom to ask her to go.
Greetings, mother. I would like to know if it's in the realm of possibility that you would be so kind to grant me your permission to visit the household of my dearest acquaintance, Nikki. Looking forward to hearing from you, your favorite son, Chains.
And I immediately get a call.
Let me speak to her parents.
Now, I, Chains for real, have never dated a 12-year-old boy in my life, and I honestly don't plan on it. But even in grade 7, I could use my logic and reasoning skills to understand if your boyfriend had to get his mom to talk to your friend's mom for permission to slide to the crib. Instant ick, bro. There's just no way. She'd probably break up with me on the spot. So I'm doing anything I can to not let that happen.
Hey there, Miss For Real. This is Nikki's mom. I just wanted to let you know Chains and his friends are welcome over anytime because they're... because they're goated with the sauce.
Shit.
Oh, hey, Nikki's mom. Sorry, it's kind of hard to hear you over all this bullshit. You're not allowed at her house. Come home now.
Chains, are you coming?
Look, Mom, I'm not gonna lie. You gotta lock the fuck in right now. This is the first time in my life I ever been invited to a girl's house and there's cheeks up for grabs.
Like, Mom, this is my only opportunity. If you don't let me go, the For Real bloodline might just end with me.
Okay, listen, Chains. I'll let you go this time, but you have to be home at 9 p.m. sharp.
Yay, thank you so much, Mom.
Now, I'm paraphrasing, but the point is she let me go with a curfew of 9 p.m. So all six of us leave the mall, hop on the bus, and get off at Nikki's house. We go inside, sit on the couch, and now... It's even more awkward, bro, because instead of walking around the mall, all we had to entertain ourselves was ourselves. And just like any other awkward middle school scenario, that shit went like...
Truth or dare?
Yeah,
that's exactly what I was thinking.
And my heart instantly dropped, bro. Cause I knew if I picked dare, I would have to kiss Jessica and shit, bro. That's a whole lot scarier than playing Fortnite with GamerGirl97. But regardless, Nikki starts the game of truth or dare.
Hey Billy, truth or dare?
Yo, truth.
What's your favorite color?
Blue.
Oh, what? This shit's not even bad.
Okay, then Chains, truth or dare?
Truth.
No. What do you mean, no? It's truth or dare.
I said truth or dare.
Dare.
What the fuck? Okay, fine, dare.
You have to kiss Jessica.
Bro, this time it wasn't a pickup line. When I say I just shit my pants. I mean, not literally, but metaphorically, I was shitting bricks, bro. And when I turned to Jessica, she's just sitting there straight-faced as fuck.
So, Jessica, are you down? like hypothetically speaking, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going in.
Sorry. Let me just, hello?
Hey, bro. I'm not gonna lie. This is fucking weird. You guys are just watching and shit. Like, I don't know. It's just kind of...
Oh, so if we weren't watching you do it?
I mean, yeah, I would actually. Wait, what the fuck?
Every single one of these motherfuckers ran to the corner and started staring at the wall. Like,
did you do it yet?
We're not looking till you do it.
Yo, hurry up, dumbass.
So now I got all this pressure on me to do this shit, but Jessica's out here looking at me like...
Hey, how was your day?
Yo, shut the fuck
up. Just kiss her already.
What are you yapping about?
And I deadass didn't know how to go about it. I ended up sitting on this couch nervous as hell, awkward as hell, looking stupid as fuck for 20 minutes, bruh.
Now, 20 minutes in general doesn't sound that long, but imagine sitting on a couch in complete silence with everyone just... Bro, just watch this.
My brother in Christ.
That was 10 seconds, bruh. Imagine doing that times 120. So after the second longest 20 minutes of my life, I say, you know what? Fuck it.
And Nikki's mom walks in the room.
Hey, who wants snacks? Oh.
And at this point, I checked my shitty-ass Samsung Galaxy 3, and it was already 8:50 p.m. And with a curfew at 9, I had no choice but to lock in. So I lick my lips, close my eyes, and real quick, I smash our mouths together. And when I turn around, not a single motherfucker is facing the wall. I look the other way, and Nikki's mom is peeking around the corner with her fucking mac and cheese and shit. So I made like my pops, and I was out that hoe.
Pleasure doing business, Jessica.
Wait, what? Where are you going?
Thanks for having me, Nikki's mom.
What the hell was that?
And I proceeded to sprint home, making it home at 8:59, exactly 1 minute before my curfew. And that night, when I went to bed,
I couldn't sleep, bro. I haven't been able to sleep since. Damn, I should have taken this shit to the grave with me. Fuck.
If you saw this video, you would know my mom has caught me lacking baked beyond belief before. And after that experience, I really changed my ways. I mean, I was grounded for over a year. So in that time, I decided to get my life together. I started working out, eating healthy, getting straight A's in school. Okay, that's cap, but straight B's in school. Okay, B's and C's, but that's besides the point. The point is, I got my ass beat for coming home zooted, and I never smoked again. Until I did. So, this incident takes place with the man, the myth, the legend, Bob. So me, Billy, and Bob are chilling at Bob's crib, when Bob says the holy words. Are you guys trying to smoke? Yeah, bet. And keep in mind, the rest of my homies had been smoking regularly. But your boy was fresh out of the slammer. I mean, I was pretty much on probation at this point. And on top of that, I hadn't smoked for over a year, so my tolerance had gone to shit. So with all that being said, the smart decision was to simply not smoke. But shit, if you know me, I am not one for smart decisions. In fact, I was one for stupid decisions. So I was out here hitting this hoe like Chris Breezy. I was puffing this joint like Wiz Khalifa. When honestly, I should have been patient and just taking my time because who knows what my tolerance was at this point. So when it starts hitting me, it hits hard. But the homies were closely monitoring me because they knew if I got caught high again, well on probation, I would be serving 20 to life. So they're out here checking my eyes, checking my heart rate, checking my pulse, and the diagnostic was, I think you're chilling, bro. But progressively, I was getting higher and higher. So as we're there watching the most goated cartoon, The Amazing World of Gumball, I start floating. And I don't know if anyone else has experienced this before, but sometimes when you get mad high, you just forget that you even exist. And you use 107% of your brain power to just think. So I was out here floating away, thinking about some random bullshit. Yo, it's crazy that everyone in the world is either named Quandale, or they're not. Wait, what if I'm in a simulation? No. What if I'm in an animation? being drawn by some dude on his computer for a platform of entertainment. And a bunch of people know what I'm thinking right now. Hold up. Is a tomato a vegetable or a fruit? But I'm brought back to earth by a text message. Oh man. Mom. Please come home for dinner at 6. Damn, I gotta be home for dinner at 6. Oh shit, what time is it? It's 5:30. Nah, we can't let your mom find out you're cooked. So Bob whips out his emergency, hide how baked you are kit. Boom, hits me with the eye drops to make my eyes less red. Douses me in cologne to cover up the smell. And apparently eating oranges also helps slow down your high. So I leave Bob's crib and as I'm walking home, I'm brainstorming all the possible scenarios. Either I play this off like a smooth criminal and nobody ever finds out, or I could get caught and I could get sentenced to 30 years. So as I walk up to my front door, my entire future is dependent on how I play this shit off. I take a deep breath and I ring the doorbell. And my brother opens the door. The door was unlocked, dumbass. Fuck, I'm off to a bad start. So I walk into the kitchen, casual as hell. Oh, Chains, how was your day? Oh, it was good. How was yours? Yeah, good shit, we're doing good. Oh, it was good, thanks for asking. Wow, Mom, this mac and cheese looks succulent. Fuck, why did I say that? Who the fuck says succulent? Oh, why, thank you. I switched the recipe up a little bit. Just be casual, be casual. The mac and cheese, it's good. Thank you. What were you guys doing at Bob's? Fuck, what do I say? A twister. Oh, a twister? Yep, twister. Wasn't it just you, Bob, and Billy? Yep, just a good old game of twister with the boys. Damn, y'all are gay as hell. Yep. not to being gay as hell. I just meant yup in general. Like, you know, like, yup. Chains, are you feeling okay? Oh fuck. She knows. What do I do? A little word of advice. Whenever you're in one of these situations, just cap and say you're tired. Like, it works for everything. Are you high? No, I'm just tired. Damn, bro. Are you depressed? No. I'm just tired. Help! Help! I'm drowning! No, I'm just tired. So while I was backed into a corner, I was pretty much on trial facing life. I just used the good old, I'm just really tired. I couldn't get much sleep last night. I think I could even take a nap right now. But thank you very much for dinner. And call me Michael Jackson, cause your boy was a certified smooth criminal. And I moonwalked my high ass all the way into a nap. And goddamn, that nap hit.
Alright, listen, I'm creating something I like to call the internet.
Yo, what does it do?
On the internet, people are gonna be able to search up literally any question they have. They're gonna be able to watch videos for educational purposes. And the craziest achievement yet, you can communicate with literally anyone across the entire world.
Bro, this is gonna change the world.
I'm not gonna lie, the internet is 100% one of the greatest inventions of all time. Like, that shit's up there with the light bulb, the airplane, the Tesla koozie. Like, they're all groundbreaking inventions, but the internet just has to be number one, bro. Like, imagine telling a caveman you had a magical box where you could make anything pop up in 2 seconds.
Yo, caveman Dave, I got a magical box where you can make anything pop up in 2 seconds. Oh, shit, cool. Do you know her or something?
Dave, get the fuck. Now, Caveman Dave, absolutely dicking down the computer monitor, seems stupid, barbaric, uncivilized, you know? Like, who's gonna tell bro they're just pixels on a screen, am I right?
Facts! Yo, Caveman Dave is a dumbass!
Facts, yeah, nah, let me see your search history.
You know, we don't gotta do all that. You know, oh, okay.
Monstrous KFC mukbang.
I like KFC.
Fat motherfuckers eating a lot of food.
I was hungry.
Yo, big butt booty Latina oiled up, shaking that diggity dump truck dog. What are you searching?
Okay, listen, my finger slipped.
Yeah, bro, 2025 is the weirdest time to have access to the internet, and that's just because everybody has that shit. Like, I got it, you got it, my grandma's got it, Kanye's got it.
Man, you and your grandma.
Kanye still got it.
And I fucking hate so every thing, and I'm gonna
okay, yeah, well, not anymore, but I don't know if it's just me, but recently the internet has been getting more and more out of pocket, bro. Like, I'll be having a fantastic day just chilling until I pull up Instagram and see some shit talking about imagine your car declines at the abortion clinic and the doctors start nutting in you. Yeah, this motherfucker's never getting a job, bro. Like, his digital footprint's up there with fucking Kanye, bro.
Aw, hell nah.
Alright, his shit isn't yay bad, but imagine dude trying to apply to a university like, yes sir, this has been a dream of mine since I was a little kid, and I've spent thousands of hours studying, and it would be an absolute pleasure to join your program.
Wow, that's amazing, and it seems like your GPA is a perfect 4.0, and man, your volunteer work is nothing short of impressive. I mean, building an entire village in Africa with your bare hands, I mean, jeez, that's good stuff.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Yeah, now, I do just have one last question.
Yeah, anything.
What would happen if your car got declined in an abortion clinic?
Oh, holy shit, is that Girthy Dishwasher 97?
Yep. Yeah, that's me, bro.
Yo, most relatable content on Instagram, I swear.
Yo, actually, I really never get the credit
for that. Yeah, just put the fries in the bag.
Oh, okay.
And speaking of getting a job, you ever seen a kid under 7 years old post literally anything on Instagram? Yo, the comment section has a field day, bro. Like, the video will be of a kid who's just barely on the brink of gaining consciousness, and the comments are talking about,
get a job, little motherfucker. Somebody get bro some fentanyl. I'm gonna touch you in places you ain't even know existed, little motherfucker.
Like, bro, stop touching these 6-year-olds. Old kids and touch some grass, dickhead. Yeah, but I'm not gonna lie, as a motherfucker who draws stickman for 16 hours a day, I really gotta start taking some of my own advice, bro.
Wait, what's your advice?
Oh, I mean, stop touching these 6-year-old kids.
You touch 6-year-old kids?
I'm talking about Gurgi Force.
Chains, you know the drill.
God damn.
Bro.
Even these motherfuckers have the internet, bro. Like, what could you even possibly be posting?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, nah. We gotta start banning motherfuckers from the internet, bro. And I think we should all do a poll for the first person to go. You know, like, take your time. Oh, shit. Okay, never mind. Votes are in. Looks like we're banning Jack Doherty.
Why in the fuckity shit did you just ban Jack Doherty?
You know what? Ban his the last two, bro. Actually, ban every single kid on the internet. Like, put down the Instagram reels, go outside and eat rocks like a normal kid before Gurgi Foreskin 445 fucks around and finds your IP address, bro. Cause there's a lot of weird motherfuckers online, especially considering the impending gooner epidemic of 2025. Now, if you're unaware of this widespread epidemic, well, fucking good for you, but there's been a recent spike in the amount of gooners seen online. Like, the type of motherfucker who'll be scrolling and see a video of a Cheeto that's kind of built somewhat like a Kardashian, and next thing you know, bro's got a DIY screen protector, bro. And I swear these gooners have no clue it's a problem either. Like, they probably show up to the doctor's office for a quick little checkup, and the doctor has to break the news to them, like,
yeah, Mr. Gooningson? Yeah, I'm sorry, but you gotta stop masturbating.
Oh, wait, what? No, wait, why?
Because I'm trying to examine you, dumbass.
Oh, shit. Like, it's honestly mind-blowing how having access to the internet with all its power and infinite knowledge just makes us more stupid, bro. Like, at any given moment, we have the resources to learn quantum physics or learn how we can watch Skibbity Toilet.
What? No. Why the fuck would we watch Skibbity Toilet?
Shit, man, this stuff's good. Just take a watch.
No, I'm not watching that shit.
Just real quick.
Yo, why are you recording me, bro?
We're filming a YouTube video, dumbass.
Oh, shit, yeah, you're right. So I was saying there's a lot of people nowadays addicted to the internet and shit, like that guy over there.
Where? Bro.
What?
Oh, see, yeah, what I was saying was, back in the day, the internet was just for shit like cute cat videos and cool math games and shit. But nowadays, the internet has everything your brain craves. Like, it's got food for you, it's got friends for you, it's funny, it's educational. Bro, it has Cheetos built like Kardashians, bro. And as if the internet having everything we ever needed wasn't enough, these motherfuckers invented AI, bro. Now, maybe it's just me, but this AI shit is getting a little too good, bro. I mean, when ChatGPT first came out, I was using that bad boy for all kinds of shit. Whenever I couldn't do my homework, ChatGPT. When I forgot a recipe, ChatGPT. When I couldn't get a girlfriend, cry myself to sleep. And then ask ChatGPT. Like, back in the day, I was using that shit to fix all my problems. But nowadays, shit, nowadays I just be using it to spend quality time with, bro.
Holy shit, this guy's a gooner if I've ever seen one.
And no, I'm not a fucking gooner, bro. I'm just spending some time getting to know my homie Mr. GPT. Cause when the day comes and that motherfucker and his AI homies decide to take over and kill the entire Stickman race, you're gonna be getting your shit annihilated, bro. And I'ma just be like, yo, GP, you don't gotta do this, bro. Remember when we used to talk about our feelings together and I used to send you line art of sexy Squidward and shit, like,
hot, you fucking goober.
And honestly, I feel like the people are less scared of the robots taking over the entire world and they're more scared of them taking their jobs. But I'ma keep it a buck, I cannot relate, bro. Like, AI could never do the shit I do. AI could never do the shit I do.
Wait, what the fuck?
who does this bum think he is, bro?
Who does this bum think he is, bro?
That shit doesn't even sound like me, bro. So you wanna copy everything, huh?
Yeah?
You sure you wanna do this?
Yeah?
Alright, let's go. Alright,
let's go.
I like little kids.
Yep.
Yo? Like, you loading or something? Like, what's going on? You gonna repeat it, or, you know?
Undercover police has Bodge back.
Man, I don't know about y'all, but for me, having an older brother is like...
Yo, chin check!
Damn, bro, L chin, am I right?
Nah, I got you a gift, though.
Damn, for real?
Yeah, open them up.
Oh, these are tough. Let me try them on.
Yup. You know what these are good for, bro?
Yeah, what is it?
Wedgies!
I'm not gonna lie, bro, I still love having a big brother. Like, yeah, you get your ass beat bi-weekly. Yeah, these motherfuckers will steal your food, and they be frying your shit for no reason whatsoever.
Chains for real, not as Chipotle for real. Because he's wrapped like a burrito.
But let's think about it, bro. What is the alternative? A big sister, bro? Hell nah. These motherfuckers will force you to do your makeup and shit. Alright, yeah, pull the plug.
But it looks good.
Pull that shit. Like, pull the plug.
Bro, I don't
pull
think we can do
plug.
That.
Pull the
man,
plug.
Are you
pull
serious,
the,
bro?
Man, pull the fucking plug. Like, having a brother's an interesting situation. Because I would trust this motherfucker with my life. No questions asked. But I'm not trusting him with my Chipotle for a second, bro. Like, I was born with my very own number one hater and my number one supporter who just happens to have the same mom as me, bro. But listen, nowadays, I'm a grown-ass man. My brother, a grown-ass man. And now that we're both grown, we get along like PB&J.
Yo.
That's what I was about to say, bro.
For real, though. We get along like chicken
and waffles.
Okay.
Yes, sir, bro. We get along like salt and vinegar. Nah, I don't get it, bro. I don't know
what you're trying to say.
Nah, I mean, what I'm trying to say is, if I'm eating,
right,
worried,
oh, yeah, if he gets into a fight, we get into a fight, yeah.
If someone reads my search history, we searched up Lola Bunny furry buns, looped up, shaking it wild,
bro.
Style, yeah.
Nah.
What are you doing,
bro? We didn't do that?
Fuck no.
Okay, yep, no, that's fine. But a lot of shit has changed throughout the years, man. Back in the day, me and my brother were ops, bro, because this motherfucker's sole reason for living and breathing was to rage bait my ass. And I was like 5 years old, still figuring out who's milking the chocolate cows and shit. And big bros hit me with shit like,
yo, what's 9 plus 10?
It's 19.
Get a load of this dipshit.
Bro, it's literally 19. Man, what the fuck?
Why are you so mad, bro?
Bro, you literally...
Ty, relax, bro. Just sit down, take a deep breath.
Who's a good boy?
Yeah, man, fuck. Now, me and my homies used to wrestle all the time, and my record was decent. We're talking like 50 and 10, and at the time, my signature go-to finisher move was the guillotine choke. It had seriously never let me down once until I tried that shit with Big Bro, and I started guillotine my ass beat, dog. My brother's 3 years older than me, so that shit was like a boss battle that you just don't have enough XP for, bruh. Like, when I would pull up on him, I hear boss battle music, my
health bar pops up, and I start unloading the clip on this motherfucker, but he's done beat my ass so many times. He's got my moveset memorized and shit, bro. Like, this motherfucker's the Picasso of beating my ass specifically. Like, every time, I was getting folded like an omelet, folded like origami. I was getting folded like I was playing poker. The way he just dealt me these hands, bro. And maybe you're thinking, big bro got the strong genes, so I got the smart genes type shit. Nope. Nope, not. This motherfucker took those genes too, bro, and he put them to use. Cause he used to manipulate the shit out of me, bro. Like, I remember one Halloween a long time ago when I was like 4. My mom came up to us with 2 costumes, right? One was Spider-Man with the fake muscles and everything, and the other was Shrek. It was Shrek.
Yo, I call Spider-Man.
No, but I want Spider-Man.
Actually, you know what?
I want Shrek, man. Shrek is cool as hell. Like, what do you say? What do you say? What are you doing in my swamp?
Wait, no, I want Shrek.
Oh, you think he's supposed to be like Mike Wazowski or some shit?
I don't even know.
What are you doing in my swamp?
And this can't just be me, bro. But when we were younger, my brother would teach me some lingo or advanced intellectual informational shit. And I would go around school just spewing out words I don't even understand, bro.
Damn, what y'all got for lunch?
Shit, it's just a little PB&J.
That's savage. Yeah, yeet.
Yeah, man. I guess. I mean, my mom made
okay,
it.
Bob, I see some pizza. YOLO.
Well, what about Bev's? Bev's, what are we saying?
I got some apple juice.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I love apple juice.
I don't.
Bro, what? Who doesn't love apple juice?
Yeah, well, it's because my brother says that juice has a secret society where all the juices, I'm talking apple, orange, fucking pineapple, get together and they control the bank.
Now,
me and my brother would go at it, bro. It was a seemingly never-ending rivalry between us of me getting my ass beat, him beating my ass. Okay, maybe it wasn't a rivalry. Shit, I think I was getting bullied.
But one day when I was 7 years old, everything changed for both me and my brother when we got a stepsister, bro, because she was annoying as fuck.
Her name was Alicia, and she was spoiled, bro. Every time she didn't have her way, she would just call up her pops, and it was raps for me and bro.
Alicia was getting a princess treatment, and we were getting a fucking peasant treatment, dog.
Like, let me tell you a story from my childhood, bro. I was 7 years old, and me and Alicia shared a small room, and it was split right down the middle. The left side was blue, Spider-Man bed, teddy bear, boy shit, right? And the right side was pink, Disney princess posters, Barbie dolls, all the girl shit. And one night, I was in Dreamland, counting sheep, having a wonderful time, and when I woke up, I realized I done pissed the bed, bro.
Grown ass man at the big age of 6, pissing in the sheets, hell nah. I was like, shit, man, I gotta get my act together, bro.
So throughout that day, I drank a little bit less water, hopped into my cozy Spider-Man bed sheets, and went to sleep. And when I woke up, I done pissed the bed again, bruh.
Fuck, man. 2 in a row, I gotta lock in, man.
So that day, drank no fucking water. I was parched as hell, but I jumped into bed to finally have a nice, peaceful, dry sleep. And when I woke up, fucking soaked, dog. I went 3 for 3, bro. I was like the LeBron James of waterlogging the mattress.
All right, bro. This shit's just getting ridiculous.
So I go 2 days straight, no water. I'm fully dehydrated. There's not an ounce of water in my body. I finally go to sleep, but this time, I wake up to rustling, movement, my bed kind of shaking. I fully open my eyes.
Alicia just pissed on my bed, bruh.
Yo, what the fuck?
Oh, hey, Chains. They will never believe you.
Bro, I hop off the DIY water mattress, run over to my mom's room, and you gotta think about how guilty and schizophrenic I sounded, bro.
Mom, Alicia's pitching on my bed.
James, it's possible you wet your own bed while you were sleeping.
No, come here, look, she's probably doing it right now.
James, Alicia's dead asleep.
No, but every single day I wake up and there's just piss all over the Spidey blankets.
Alright, Chains, what's next? Alicia's just gonna shit your pants too, bro?
And to this day, nobody believed me except my motherfucking brother, bro, cause he's a G. And when he realized how annoying a little sibling can actually be, he was like, shit, I low-key fuck with you, little bro.
Hey, I fuck with you too, twin.
So we started playing some Mario Kart together. He taught me how to play basketball. He introduced me to Minecraft. He even taught me how to make a YouTube channel. And as we got older, big bro got a car. And that shit felt like when Greg and Roderick finally started fucking with each other, bro. We were running around, hitting late-night Severance, eating straight Roderick-ass meals. We were in that bitch like,
brain freeze.
And ever since that day, my big brother's been like my second half, bro. My twin in them. Truly, I can
and say, my big brother is my
vinegar, bro. It was salt and vinegar.
It was on the tip of my tongue, bro. How did I not get that?
What are you doing in my swamp?
My first time eating magic mushrooms. Now, this story takes place on a spooky Halloween night. And of course, when you're young, Halloween is about dressing up and getting candy from strangers. But as you get older, you grow to realize the true meaning of Halloween is to commit as many devious and malicious crimes in one night as humanly possible. Like when me and my homies first transformed from some young, innocent gentlemen into some unethical and deceitful delinquents, we planned out some criminal activities for our first teenager Halloween. Yo, trick-or-treating is for nerds. We're gonna drink alcohol and smoke grass.
Whoa. Yeah.
That is so teenager. So you know, we drink their drink and we smoked our grass. Man, I sure could fuck up some Reese's Pieces right now. Not gonna lie, some Skittles would be fire. Alright, fuck it. So we threw on last year's Halloween drip and shamelessly went trick-or-treating baked as fuck.
Trick-or-treat.
Aren't you guys a little bit old to be trick-or-treating? No, but we got our candy and we went back to Billy's crib and the munchies took over. I mean, we fucked that shit up so fast that we changed costumes and we spun the block.
Trick-or-treat.
Didn't you guys already come here?
No. There's a snake in my boot.
So all Halloween, me and the gang pretty much just ate chocolate. But by the time next year rolled around, okay, this Halloween is going to be the best Halloween yet. But how can we top last year? Yeah, we already smoked grass and ingested alcohol well underaged. Cause I got these. This dude, Billy, whips out a handful of shrooms. And honestly, Billy didn't even need to convince us, cause me and Bob were trying to have the best Halloween ever. So we split it up, and we all down a sizable amount of magic mushrooms for our first time. And let me tell you, there are many smooth ways to consume some magic mushrooms. One being the pizza technique, as well as the good old PB and Shroom Sammy. However, we had smoked and we had drank before, but magic mushrooms were completely out of our expertise. So we just choked them shits down raw, and it was strange. It tasted like I just ate earth, if earth was dry as fuck and like chewy. But about 20 minutes after eating the shrooms, Billy has a genius idea. Okay, hear me out. We go trick-or-treating, collect some candy real quick, and come back. So when these mushrooms hit, we can be eating good. Okay. Wait, then we need some costumes. Okay, I do have 3 costumes, but like, just don't ask any questions, okay? Why do you have no questions, bro? Now let's go get this bag of candy. So we're mobbing around the neighborhood in some gangster Teletubby suits. And we roll up to the first house like...
Trick or treat.
Aw, you guys are so cute. And we were banging out house after house. But after about 4 houses, I started to notice my Teletubby mitts were looking a little suspicious. But I didn't have time to think about the psychedelics that were potentially invading my brain, because I had bigger priorities. Go cop some Halloween candy.
Trick or treat.
But as we walked up to the 8th house, I was undeniably tripping balls. Cause as I looked up at Bob, I just started uncontrollably laughing my ass off. And Bob's shrooms must have kicked in too, because we were both just hysterically laughing at each other for no reason. But then the door opened, and I saw this tall-ass bald dude with an unconceivably large smile on his face. I mean, the shrooms made it look like his smile was just unproportionately big, and I just assumed it was a Halloween mask.
Man, I love your Halloween costume.
What costume?
Oh, holy shit. We need to get home ASAP.
So we're making our way back home, tripping balls in our Teletubby costumes, and I'm just seeing the stars falling out of the sky. Then out of nowhere, Billy yells, "What the fuck is that?" I'm probably just tripping, but it looks like zombies running towards us at full speed.
Oh, yeah. I see it too.
Oh shit, we gotta run. So me, Billy, and Bob start booking it back to Billy's house. And I am hauling ass because there is no way I'm getting packed up by some zombies right now. And when I look back, I don't see some zombie costume. No, I see some real ass zombies. Like, bones sticking out, eyeballs look like they haven't blinked in centuries, and that shit just made me run faster. Cause to me, this was a life or death situation. I mean, in reality, it probably just looked like, ah!
360,
Ooga, Ooga. We get back to Billy's crib.
Holy shit, get in.
Lock it. And we were not taking any chances. I mean, we barricaded every single door in the entire house. And for a second, it was a horrible trip. I mean, I thought I was in the zombie apocalypse. But once we settled down, we were having the time of our lives, chilling and eating candy while tripping balls.
Booga!
Yo, Chains, I'll pay you $5 if you pull that fire alarm right there.
Oh.
Yo, run.
Chains, do you know why I've called you into my office today?
No.
You see, that little stunt you pulled has led you to a 1-week suspension.
God damn it. What does suspension mean?
It means for the next week you are prohibited from coming to school.
Fuck. What does prohibited mean?
Chains, you can't come to school for the next week.
Hold up, so you're telling me because I pulled the fire alarm, I don't have to go to school for a week?
Yes, it's a suspension. You are...
Man, I got a love-hate relationship when it comes to getting suspended from school. Like, on one hand, shit, you just don't have to go to school. But on the other hand...
Suspended? Oh, I'm about to suspend that ass. Ah, fuck. Ow.
Alright, I don't recommend getting suspended. That shit is not worth it. But how do I know? This story dates way, way, way back to grade 7. It was a cold winter day at Stickman Middle School. In fact, it was freezing cold, and this gave Billy a great idea. Yo, the pond behind the school is frozen. Let's go fuck around on it. Oh, I'm down.
Okay, bet.
So after school, we got a group of 5 homies, and we headed over to the frozen pond. Now, to paint the picture, behind Stickman Middle School was Stickman Elementary School, and behind Stickman Elementary School was this frozen pond, meaning we had to walk through Stickman Elementary School to get to this pond. But nonetheless, we walk up to the pond and instantly I see this big red sign that says, "Hazard, do not step on ice." Guys, the sign says do not step on ice.
Man,
what the sign? Watch this. Oh shit, look, it's sturdy as fuck.
Yo, fuck.
And even though Billy's dumbass fell in, the ice was actually pretty sturdy. So you know, we're gliding around, eating shit, hitting the meanest ballerina spins you've ever seen, and eating shit. And we were having some good old harmless fun. In fact, our grade 7 selves were having the time of our lives on this frozen water. That is until... Oh, what do you guys think you're doing?
We were just walking on the ice.
Did you guys not see the sign?
What sign?
I could have swore I put a sign right here.
Nope, no sign at all.
There was no sign.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Okay, but you guys have to get off the ice.
Well, why? Nobody's getting hurt.
Yeah, we're safe.
Okay, it's your choice. You're gonna regret this. So we continued with our ice skating antics for approximately 10 more minutes. Until the same lady came back up to the pond, but this time she was equipped with a Sony Alpha A7 mirrorless digital camera with the Extendo lens. In other words, she was quite literally about to catch us in 4K. But at least she doesn't know what school we go to. Hey, what school do you guys go to?
Not Stickman Middle School.
Absolutely not.
No, definitely not.
Fuck, she knows. We had to think quick. How are we gonna smoothly get out of this situation without getting in trouble? So we called a boys' emergency meeting. We huddled up and discussed our best plans to get out of this situation. And after combining all of our genius grade 7 brains, we made the ultimate plan. If we started mooning the camera, it would then be illegal for her to take pictures of our middle school cheeks. I don't know how this became our best option, but regardless, we put the plan in motion. I mean, me personally, I got a little shy and kept my pants up, but some of the boys were out there going crazy, looking more caked up than Summer Rae. And after a little while, the lady must have decided it wasn't a great look to have a camera pointed at some 12-year-old cheeks, and she left. Which means the plan had worked. Flawlessly. Now the next day at school, I had completely forgot about it, to be honest. But strangely enough, while I was sitting in math class, I hear the little class phone start ringing. Hello? Oh yes, he's here. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll send him your way. Thank you. Chains, Mr. Principal wants to talk to you. And at this point, I should have picked up on why I was being called to the office, but I had complete faith in our foolproof plan of mooning this stranger that the thought of being in trouble didn't even cross my mind. That was until I walked into the office to see every single one of the boys sitting in Mr. Principal's office. But Mama didn't raise a snitch, so we started capping our asses off.
So, what did you guys do after school yesterday?
Nothing.
I played Fortnite.
I was doing the homework.
Don't play stupid with me. I got a call from Mrs. Principal over at Stickman Elementary. So tell me, what were you doing on the pond yesterday?
I wasn't there.
It wasn't us.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't even know what a pond is.
I see. Well, I've got evidence.
And as he shows us this undeniable evidence, you can see this dude Billy's cheeks in the corner of one of the pictures. So I slowly look over at Billy, and he looks over at me.
If you don't stop laughing right now, you're all suspended. That's it. You're all suspended.
And as I explained the situation to my mom, let's just say Mama Chains was not happy.
Man, growing up, I was a great kid. No, I was a good kid. Man, growing up, I was a kid, bro. And as a kid, you hit a certain age where your own parents become your number one op. Like,
hey, Mom, can I go to this girl's house?
No.
Hey, Mom, can I sleep over at Billy's crib?
No.
Hey, Mom, can I go do crack under the bridge with my new friend Jorge? Hey.
Hell no.
Come on, all my friends are allowed to.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if all your friends jumped off a cliff, you're not just gonna...
Now, to be fair, my mom wasn't the strictest parent out there. I mean, I've seen motherfuckers get the belt for speaking too loud, speaking too quiet, bro, for speaking at all. Like, one time, me and my friend wanted to have a sleepover, so homie went inside to go ask his mom, and he came out looking like he got a whooping from Prime Goku, bro.
Yo, what the fuck happened back there, man?
She said no to me, but... I think if you asked her, she would say yes.
Bro, are you fucking insane? I'm not asking her shit.
Like, I really can't complain, because some of my friends' parents were so strict, they had a fun limit, bro.
Yo, George, we're gonna hoop after school. You all pull up?
Damn, dude, I'd love to, but, man, I watched a movie yesterday.
Okay.
So do you want to play basketball?
Dude, I want to, but my fun meter's maxed out, man. My mom won't let me leave the house till Monday.
Holy shit, fun meter maxed out for a week off a movie? Yo, what's this movie, bro?
Yeah, what?
Yeah, no, it was good, man. It's called the VeggieTale movie.
Yo, George,
I feel bad for you, bro.
Cause don't get me wrong, I've seen a lot of kids with super strict parents turn out to be straight A students, go to good colleges, stay with a good crowd of people.
But with that being said, a lot of these kids whose parents were too strict to let them watch fucking SpongeBob, they end up going to college and catching Krusty Krabs after letting a dude named Patrick explore their bikini bottom, bro. Nah, but for real, my mom was far from one of those parents. I mean, she was reasonable, but the thing was, all my friends were a year older than me. Now, mentally, we were all dumb as shit. But when you hit that 12, 13, 14-year-old age, that 1 year is the biggest difference, bro. Like, us doing shit together just didn't look right.
Yo, Bob, can you pass the Zod? Yo, Billy, let me hit that.
Yo, pass me that shit, cuz. And cuz of this, I wasn't allowed to do a lot of the shit that my friends were allowed to do. Like, these boys could stay up past 10:30 p.m. on a weekend. I could not. They could have a sleepover on a weeknight. I could not. They could all go to a girl's house without having to call her goddamn parents. I could not, bro. Cuz have you ever pulled up to a function? Motherfuckers are drinking. Motherfuckers are doing drugs. And you gotta ask the host to speak to her parents? Hey, Kelly. Hey, killer party you got here. Like, by any chance, can my mom talk to your mom so I can stay and, like, turn up and shit?
Oh, shit.
And when you're 12 and all your friends can do shit that you can't do, you're left with just two options. You can either be a good kid, follow the rules, do your homework, eat your broccoli, or you could be a bad kid, break the rules, fuck your homework, and smoke that broccoli. Boy, did I make the wrong decision. I remember the first time my mom caught me lying was back when I was in grade 7. It was just an average Saturday posted up at Billy's crib. Yo, y'all boys know Rosa? Yeah, I know Rosa. What's up? Bro, she's throwing a birthday party at her crib tonight.
Aw, shit, man. We about to get freaky deaky on
these
hoes.
I'm about to get so drunk I forget how to speak.
Oh, God, bro. Dead ass. That's facts. For real.
Hey, Mom. I'm just calling to remind you how much I love you.
Oh, I love you too, Chains.
What do you want?
So, me and my closest friends got invited to a small little get-together at my friend Rose's house. Can I go, please?
Let me talk to her parents.
Okay, now, I was actually friends with Rosa, but she was 2 years older than me. So, I swallow my pride and text Rosa some along the lines of,
hey, Rosa, my mom wants to talk to your mom before I can come.
And she's like,
aw, baby boy needs permission.
Fuck.
And then she sends me her mom's number.
So, I connect my mom with Rosa's mom. My mom gives me the green light, but says, you have to be home at 10:30 p.m. sharp.
Say no more, Mom.
So me and my homie start getting fresh.
We're all up in Billy's dad's expensive cologne collection. I take the coolest looking bottle. Little spray here, little spray there.
Had me smelling like Tom Ford. Still looking like Thomas the Tank Engine. But after looking as fresh as possible, we head to Rosa's crib.
So we hop on the bus, hop off the bus, walk up to her house, knock, and the birthday girl opens the door.
Happy birthday!
Hey, Billy, Bob, and Chains, I was waiting for you guys.
Happy birthday, Rosa.
Oh, damn, Chains, you smell good.
Appreciate it. That's that Thomas Fordinson, you know what I mean?
So Bob, Billy, and I go inside, and we realize the gravity of this situation.
Oh, shit. God damn.
Rosa invited, like, 10 of her girlfriends and, like, 2 of her cousins, bro. We were completely outnumbered in the greatest way possible, bruh. As I'm just doing some quick math on the ratio, there's a knock on the door. Rosa opens it, and it's Dennis holding a bottle of vodka. Now, we're friends with Dennis, Rosa's friends with Dennis, but to put it simply, Dennis was a bad kid, bro. This motherfucker was living life with no precaution, no regrets, no morals, but to be fair, he was fun as fuck, bro, because when Dennis pulled up, the party got lit, bro. We were taking shots, dancing, playing beer pong, taking more shots. We were having a marvelous time, and I was drunk, okay? Not too drunk, but not just tipsy. I had hit the perfect sweet spot of drunk. I got all the stat boosts of being funnier, more confident, more smiley, but I still had full control of my body, so I started applying that pressure, bruh.
Hey, don't y'all both have ugly boyfriends?
No, what the fuck?
No.
Shit. Y'all want one?
What? Damn, you smell good, though.
Appreciate it. I showered this week. I don't remember what I actually said, but all I know is that in grade 7, cologne was overpowered, bro, because nobody was smelling good, and if they tried, they would just smell like Axe, dog. So I'm over here combining the powers of Tom Ford with the confidence of Smirnoff. Had me feeling like I'm him, bro.
So how y'all feeling?
Honestly, amazing. How you feel?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. Just a little, you know,
just a little bit tired.
I vividly remember sitting on that couch with
with these two girls never wanting this moment to end, bruh. But when I look up, I see one girl crying, one girl looking for something, Dennis helping her look, and Billy and Bob are all ready to dip. So I hop off the couch for a second like, yo, what's going on?
Yo, so Dennis just finessed like three of these girls' vapes, and we're not trying to get blamed, so we're about to dip.
Bruh, for real?
Yeah, you coming?
Bro, but like... Bro, I'm not ready to leave yet.
Yeah, nah, it's cool. Don't worry about it. Just text us when you leave, bro.
Ah, shit. All right, peace, bro.
Peace out, dog.
So Bob and Billy dip. I see Dennis's ass sneak out through the back door. And at this point, I have no clue how long I've been here, bro. But the party had died down to essentially just the girls who are gonna sleep over. And me, bro. So I go to check what time it is on my phone. And it's 10:15, bro. My curfew's 10:30, and I'm a 30-minute bus ride from home. But if we're keeping it a buck right now, I don't even want to go home, bro. I made it to the girls' sleepover, and I didn't even have to ride the group dildo or nothing. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So I text my mom, and I lied, bro. Bob, Billy, and I are almost at Billy's house. Can I sleep over at his house, please?
Then I threw my phone away, hopped back on the couch, and went right back to my happy place.
So I'm posted up with these two laughing, cracking jokes when Rosa walks up like, yo, Chains, where'd your friends go?
They abandoned me, Rosa. They left me here stranded with no way home.
Shit, I mean, you could just stay here if you want.
Say, you lied, so...
Appreciate it.
And eventually, all the girls gave up on trying to find their vapes. They all gathered around to play truth or dare and die.
Prayed for times like this, bro. I was deep in enemy lines and I didn't want it any other way until...
One of the girls sees my phone on the ground and is like, Chains, I think someone's calling you.
So she tosses me my phone, I check it, and I got 20 missed calls from fucking everyone in my contacts, bro.
So I'm trying to be strategic with it to find out what's going on. I call Billy first.
Yo, what's happening?
Bro, so your mom called my mom and asked if you were here yet at my house. And my mom told your mom that you're not even here, bro.
Aw, shit. What do I do?
Bro, I don't know.
And everyone knows when you get caught in a lie, you should just fess up, tell the truth, and apologize.
But I doubled down, bro. So I called my mom and I'm like,
hey, mom, we're almost at Billy's house. We just missed our second bus.
Where are you?
I'm at Stickman Middle School bus stop. You know, like, we're super close. We're just waiting for the bus to come.
I'm picking you up right now.
Fuck me, bruh. Now, not only is she expecting all three of us to be together at this bus stop,
shit, not a single one of us is there, bro.
To put this in perspective, my house is right here, Billy's crib is right here, and Rosa's crib is all the way over here, bruh, and Stickman Middle's somewhere near the middle. And so I pull up the bus app on my phone and see the next bus is coming in 2 minutes. And with all that adrenaline pumping through my veins, I jump up out the couch, steal a piece of gum, and haul absolute ass to the bus stop, bruh.
I get there right on time, hop on the bus, and I call Billy.
Yo, dog, I think I'm cooked. I told her I'm at Stickman Middle with you guys.
Dude, why the fuck would you do that?
Shit, I don't know. I'm busting there right now.
Bro, if she sees you there without us, you're cooked beyond belief.
I know, bro.
Yo, we're on our way.
So Bob and Billy hop on scooters and start hill bombing their way down to the bus stop to save my ass. And this shit was a race to get to the bus stop before my mom does, because if she catches me there alone, I'm cooked. If she catches Bob and Billy there before me, I'm cooked. If she gets there before anyone, I'm fucking done, bro. I'm on the bus just praying, and when I finally get to the bus stop at Stickman Middle, I get out and take a deep breath because my mom's not here. But I'm shitting my pants because neither is Bob or Billy. And so I'm calling them, no answer. And I look down the road, I see some headlights. And this was not a busy street, bruh. And as the car is getting closer and closer, I can feel the anger radiating from the whip. I can almost hear the belt making contact with my cheeks. And the car pulls up, and it's just some random dude driving by.
Yo!
These motherfuckers, Bob and Billy, come flying down the hill. They get to the bus stop, throw their scooters in the bush, and pretend like we've been waiting here for an hour.
Oh, gee, Wilkers, man. I can't believe we missed this bus, dude.
Billy, pray for me, bro. Get in the car.
I get in my mom's car. I'm stone fucking sober. My heart is pounding.
Why did you lie to me?
Well, I honestly wanted to spend more time at my friend's house because we were just having fun. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed, Chains.
That shit hurt way more than any punishment ever would have, bro.
So even though Bob and Billy clutched up for me, I still got grounded, bro. But I did learn a valuable lesson. Just tell the truth, bro. It makes everything easier.